435 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears was just with us. An extended conversation. By the way, Jerm, I think the Lieutenant Governor is in trouble with some of the people on her staff because she was only going to hang out for a couple of minutes, but she stayed for about a half an hour. And I always enjoy chatting with her. I really do. I think she's right on those issues. And for those who were concerned, and I'm looking at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, will she say something nice about John Reed? Will she even mention his name? Yeah, she called on everybody to vote for John Reed for lieutenant governor by name. So hopefully that can take that little piece of whatever it is off the table and we can all move on and remain focused on the big prize. That's my goal. And you know what's weird? And I have to share this before I get to my friend Steve Neal. I'm looking again at the James River Air text line. Somebody texted me and said, well, she still didn't say John's name. And I think, yes, she did. So, Jerm, do me a favor. Find that and let's have that available so that everybody who thinks that she didn't say it can hear that she said it. Okay. Now, there are a number of books that I look at in my bookcase out here in the studio. I got some really solid books. I'm just looking right now. I'm looking at Toxic Boss Blues. I'm looking at Bearing Witness to Evil. And I'm looking at Rogue Justice. You may not have seen Rogue Justice as of yet. You've got Toxic Boss Blues. Hopefully you got the second edition of Toxic Boss Blues as well. Hopefully you've got a copy of Bearing Witness written by Steve Neal and my buddy John Burkett, the crime insider at CBS6. But Rogue Justice is the latest from Steve Neal. And it is not just an amazing book. It's almost like a calling, a lifestyle. When you're right, you fight. And I'm happy to say that Steve Neal is joining us. Steve, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. Good afternoon. Good to be with you again.
It is great to have you here. Let everybody in on this. Rogue Justice, it's now available. You got a big event coming up to help kick it off. But what is Rogue Justice? Oh, heck, what is Rogue? Who's a rogue?
Oh, it's a great question. You know, the subtitle of the book is When You Write, You Fight. And I think that's a good way to start out our description of it. All my life, you know, I've been a fighter. And especially when there's some injustice or something comes in front of you, it's a moral question or integrity. And sometimes you got to make a tough call. And this book, Rogue Justice, encourages everyone, all of us, to be rogue justice warriors. And that is when you're faced with a tough situation, you got to stand up and fight and do the right thing.
You've been fighting, as you say, your whole life, and remind everybody where that fighting was done, Steve.
Well, you know, I guess it's just my calling in life. I started as a child. I had to scrap for everything I had. As my high school career, sports career, I had to fight for that. Had to fight during my career. So I think it's kind of naturally involved. But with rogue justice, the thing that makes it so interesting is, you know, rogue is typically thought of as a negative term. A rogue is a scoundrel or a bad thing. And what I've done in this book, though, is flip that over. And I make a pretty strong case, I believe, for why those that want to achieve at the highest levels, those that want to do the best, actually have to go rogue when the situation confronts them.
Now, that's a very interesting perspective. Let me remind everybody, Steve Neal is here, retired captain out of the Chesterfield County Police Department. An amazing guy. His latest book is called Rogue Justice, When You're Right, You Fight. Steve, it's an interesting perspective that sometimes you have to go rogue. Now, you and I were both cops, and Lord knows you rose much higher than I did and got all sorts of hardware and the rest of it. But even I knew, especially as a lowly patrolman, these are the rules. That's what we said you have to do. That's what you do. How do you go rogue in an operation like that?
Well, you have to stay true to yourself. And, you know, I'll just give you one quick example about my police career, which, as you know, was local. But we had a chief that called me in one time and gave me an order, told me an instruction, this is what I want you to do. It was clearly outside my ethical parameters and something that I wasn't comfortable with, and I told him that. I said, Chief, I'm sorry, but I said, I'm not going to be able to execute this directive. I don't believe it's the right thing to do. It's outside my parameters. Now, the chief, of course, didn't like that. There was a high risk in that, and I ended up paying a heavy price for it. But the bottom line is, I had to stay true to myself. Something that wasn't right, I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Now, did I pay a price for it? The answer is yes, sir. Absolutely paid a price for it. But I knew every night that I could look myself in the mirror and I could sleep well at night because I did the right thing.
People are listening to this, Steve, and obviously they know something about you. You've been here talking about Toxic Boss Blues, both versions. You've been here talking about bearing witness to evil. But this rogue thing might be new for folks. So, again, as you point out, most people think rogue. They think, I don't know, there's something bad about it. Give us some examples. And that's what you do in the book, I know. But for folks listening, learning about it for the first time, give us some examples. Who would be a rogue that we would be familiar with?
Yes, sir. One of the things I do in this book, I list seven of the more famous people in the history of our world. And I use them to make my point. And by telling their stories, I tell a little bit about how they went rogue to do what they did. Just one, number one example that I use in the book is Jesus Christ. If you think about the life of Jesus, Jesus was always going against the politicians. There were a lot of people that didn't like him. There were people that tried to stop him. He sometimes had to get angry. He sometimes had to do other things where he had to get outside the box. But the reason why he did it is because he knew in his heart that this was the right thing to do, and he was willing to sacrifice. He was courageous, he was bold, and ultimately, of course, ended up costing his life. So Jesus is just one example. There are others like Harriet Tubman, Dr. Martin Luther King, and I've got seven people in the book that I specifically point out as examples of what I mean when I say rogue justice warriors sometimes have to rise up and do the right thing.
How do I know how rogue I am, Steve?
One of the interesting things that I've got, and I'm going to encourage all your listeners to go out there and take advantage of it, on my website, which is roguejusticewarrior.com, I've actually created a roguometer, a test that you can take, and it's going to tell you by your score what level of rogue you are. And those who take that test and those that score at the highest level, which is what I call a fierce rogue justice warrior, I'll have a little prize for you. I'll send you something back in your email if you score at that high level on the test. So I'm going to encourage everybody to go out there to roguejusticewarrior.com, find that test, and just see how you score, see how you did.
I love it. One of the other things that you can find at roguejusticewarrior.com, roguejusticewarrior.com, it says it's under construction and coming soon, but Steve, everyone who takes that test, and I'm going to take it moments from now, and I'm hoping I score high enough, I want a shirt. How long are we going to have to wait to get the shirts?
Well, actually, I have some merchandise right now. I just haven't completed the stuff on the website, so got some Rogue Justice shirts, got some Toxic Boss Blue shirts, and a few other items. Some really going to be some nice merchandise, but that's the only part of the site that's still under construction. I'm working on it, and I'm going to get it out there just as soon as I can.
I love it. What about the book itself? Again, Steve Neal joining us, his latest book, Rogue Justice, and you need to fight if you're, you're right. It is so true and it's so consistent. I want people to read this book, Steve. I think it is so very, very important. How do they get a copy of the book?
Right now, I'm going to encourage you to go to my website. Again, roguejusticewarrior.com. You can buy the book from me. And if you buy it from me, I'll sign it for you and give you a personal copy and mail it to you. The book won't be commercially available like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and so forth for a few more weeks yet. And there will be a download version that's under construction right now as well, but it's still a couple weeks out. So go to my website. Just click order the book, any of that Rogue Justice or any of the others, and I'll be glad to get them to you.
All right. one more time, RogueJusticeWarrior.com is where you go to order the book. You'll sign it. You'll mail it out to people. RogueJusticeWarrior.com. It's also where folks should go to take the test, figure out how rogue they are. They should avail themselves of the merchandise. Steve, I think it'd be very cool for you to walk in someplace and see two or three guys wearing the Rogue Justice shirts. And for the rest of us who are familiar with that, walking into a place and seeing three or four guys wearing the shirt, I could be more comfortable in that place.
Well, and you know what? When you do that, I'm going to almost guarantee that some stranger, somebody there is going to comment on that shirt. That's what I find when I wear it. Yep. So I've got one other thing I would like to mention to you that's in the book, if we've got a second. We have another second?
Yeah, I'm already over time, so I'm going to get in trouble anyway. Let's do it. I'm going rogue, Steve. I'm going rogue.
You're the man. You're going rogue. There's on the back cover of this book, I list a few things that kind of give the reader an idea of kind of what we're talking about. For example, I say here are some things that you might hear a rogue justice warrior say. One, no, we're not doing that. Two, break the law if you must to safeguard the principle. Three, do not hide behind illegitimate directives. Do not let fear silence your voice. Whether the powerful like it or not isn't the deciding factor. Rebel against injustice, do what others are afraid to do, and hell no, we're not doing that.
I love it. Steve Neal, I appreciate you being here, brother. That is Steve Neal, RogueJusticeWarrior.com. As Steve says, when you're right, you fight. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.